This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in. She's changed the lock on our front door. My door key don't fit no more.
Coming up, Bernie Sanders gets endorsement from Soros. Boy, that really shows Hillary is in deep manure. Produced by her, of course. Bank of America admits that rail traffic's the lowest it's been in 8 years. That's a main indicator of what's really happening in America. I haven't gotten to the clips of the radical Muslims, what they're up to, but then clips of the supposed liberal Muslims saying Germans are disgusting and bad and want them to disappear. See, the left teaches, most minorities, by the way, reject it, who the majority. But for some reason, the radical Muslims have already, you know, been told to hate the West, even though the West is, at least the people of the West have done nothing to them. And then the governments that have actually attacked their countries, they're teamed up with them. It's simply amazing. That's coming up. But I wanted to get into this article ahead of Larry Pratt coming on at 8 after from Gun Owners of America. Great Depression 2.0. Sell everything. 2016. Cataclysmic year for stocks, warns RBS. Saudis freak out over collapsing oil price while Chinese economy no different than Ponzi scheme. And yes, Saudi Arabia and OPEC have kept prices low to bankrupt U.S. shale oil fracking production. And also the West went along with that, some of the elites to bankrupt Russia. But now even Saudi Arabia is in trouble. The Royal Bank of Scotland warned its clients to sell everything and exit the stock market as soon as possible. That's like Rothschild in 1815, you know, saying sell everything and then 5 hours later buying everything. Wow, what an incredible statement. And by the way, that's up on drudgereport.com, Infowars.com. Mainstream newspapers are quoting this. I know it's an Infowars story and people trust that, but you understand, this is in mainstream newspapers now. The general public is reading this. Sell everything. It almost makes me not want to sell anything. I don't own any stocks, but if they're saying sell it, maybe you shouldn't. Such liars. But no. When they get to this point, you know they want to act like they warned you. Give them a Pulitzer Prize. They warned a month before the total collapse that it was going to happen, but those evil conspiracy theorists told you exactly how it happened 10 years ago. Sell everything except high-quality bonds, warned Andrew Roberts. Well, that's exactly what Mr. Dent said here last Friday. The bank's research chief for European economies and rates. We think investors should be afraid. No kidding. He said the collapsing price of oil, the impending destruction of the Chinese markets, and the ever-exploding debts all within the first week of January were significant red flags revealing the cataclysmic year ahead. I should have just led the show with all this, but again, it's that sick blind spot I've got, and I really apologize. Nico, as producer, I know I ask you to help me when I get off track, because there really is no program director here, it's me, but I am out of control. I mean, we've known this engineer collapse is coming for so long that now that the wave is 100 yards away, not 100 miles away when we first told everybody about it, I'm not even covering it. And that's a real blind spot I've got, is that we just get here for so long, way ahead of time, that when the pub comes out and announces world government, global carbon taxes, microchips to buy and sell, I just go, oh, yeah, Mark of the Beast told you about that. And again, I'm not bragging that we told you about it so long ago, but notice you don't hear Christian churches and people saying diddly squat about this. They all think they're going to get teleported up to the USS Enterprise, and that Scotty's up there, and Captain Kirk and Spock, you know, and it's all just going to be, you know, rainbows and colors, and everything's going to be happy, happy-go-lucky, and that ain't it. And so what's going to happen is when the elite bring in this biblical system, whether you believe that Revelation is prophetic or the elite are using it as a blueprint because it's great literature from that perspective, they're going to bow to the world leader, the Antichrist, and do everything he says because it couldn't be the Antichrist because they're supposed to be teleported out of here. I mean, you talk about mind control. This rapture stuff didn't get taught till 200 years ago. I mean, there is no teleportation device.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The United Nations on July 7, 2000, put out their second draft international treaty on small arms control and disarmament. And in the subsection that I've written articles about, the New American Magazine has written articles about, that Gunners of America has spoken about, it states civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state and therefore must be abridged and abolished. I've memorized what it says. Obama gets up there. They sign the treaty. He says, nobody wants your guns, but the cities they run, they've taken all the guns. And they've really had that collapse in confidence moment when Obama gets up in his press conference then on CNN and says, nobody wants your guns, when everybody who's got a brain knows they're coming for our guns. The problem is they're doing it outside of law. The executive order itself is a major issue. And he's doing it with so many other issues as well. And now Newsweek, The Daily Beast, other publications, CNN come out with stories saying, let's just ban guns. Let's just have a civil emergency, close quote. That was last week. And just take them. And then other articles say, well, that'll start a civil war. And they're like, good. He'll be the new Lincoln. Let's just, I mean, folks, these people are power mad. And it doesn't mean they're going to do it. Doesn't mean they'd get away with it. But they're certainly looking at it. And they got Obamacare in. They've got the borders open outside of law with Obama bringing the illegals in, completing the smuggling process. We've been winning the war for the Second Amendment, but the empire is about to strike back. And we've got the top general in the fight for the Second Amendment, Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org, the group that really has helped reform the NRA, kind of the brain of the NRA. And we've even had, again, one of the NRA board members on Ted Nugent to say that. I mean, I said years ago, I said, don't you agree that Gun Owners of America has helped really reform the NRA, get it to be more hardcore? And thank God for the GOA. And he said, absolutely, Larry Pratt's the best. Without him, you know, we couldn't have done all this. And he doesn't want the credit. He's very mild manner. He's not alarmist, though Paul Revere was. I'm not knocking for that. He's very gentlemanly, and I guess I can be the young wild man. But I got to say, this has got me a little bit hysterical. I mean, this is more brazen than I thought it would be. Doctors have immunity to say you're nuts and take your guns, put you on a no-fly list and a no-buy list. He's the expert to the bottom of the hour. Just two short segments. Then I'll get into all the other news, what's happening in the economy that's so important, and more. But with top economists in the Financial Times of London and others coming out and saying, you know, sell everything, total panic. Royal Bank of Scotland says sell everything, total panic. Great Depression is coming. We had Harry Dent on last week. He said the same thing. Former top Bain strategist. I mean, I'm not saying that's coming. They're saying it. And so we need our guns during any type of craziness like this. Now I hope it's not as bad as they're saying, but I tell you, I can feel it in my gut. I've been saying it for 6 months. Big stuff is afoot. Obama's crazy enough to be funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Thank God Donald Trump's come out and exposed that. Larry Pratt, I tell you, there is not a dull mind in the House. I mean, is this not one of the most epic times you've ever seen in the battle for liberty, where we're so strong, they're so strong, so much is happening on a daily basis? Am I wrong in saying in my 21 years, this is the craziest ever? In your 50 years of, for 45 years of fighting tyranny, is this the craziest you've ever seen, Larry Pratt?
It almost certainly is. I'd have to really think hard to think what was further over the top. And we're dealing with a guy who, from birth, was brought up as a communist. Barack Obama's mama, his teachers at Columbia, at Harvard, this guy, and then, of course, somehow he ends up going from the east over to Chicago, which is really left-wing central of the United States, as far as I can tell. Every single left-wing group has a foundation, a think tank, financiers. Valerie Jarrett, his number one advisor, comes from a family that's buku wealthy, from their crony capitalism, and they hail from Chicago. So it shows that they're not necessarily anti-business, they're just anti-free enterprise. And along comes us unwashed, and Obama doesn't like it. And my guess is that in his last year, we're going to see what we've called the full Obama. He doesn't have any more elections to deal with for himself. His party doesn't really have to carry his baggage so much anymore. So he's going to go in for the full socialist Monty. He's going for it all.
That's what I've been saying. This is it, boys. If folks want to be involved in the battle for the Republic, it's so historic, and it's such an honor to be alive now with people like yourself and others working with fellow patriots to preserve liberty and to try to live up to at least a shadow of our founders. What would our founders think about what's happening currently, sir?
Well, Paul Revere probably would have been writing before now. They had a tax that I've forgotten the numbers, but I think it was possibly threatening to go above 5% of their GNP or GDP. And, of course, for us, that's hardly a month. So we've gotten used to so much tyranny that you wonder kind of what our flashpoint might be. It looks as if, though, maybe Mr. Obama has found it. He has continually poked us in the eye, And I think he's finally made a bunch of folks mad. And one of the canaries in the mine shaft that I would suggest that we look at is the loss of Eric Cantor in the last election cycle to a college professor, David Bratt, taking down the number two Republican in the House of Representatives. People got to be really fed up, especially among Republicans, to go after one of the most influential Republicans in the city of Washington, their guy, if you will, and they went and took him out. You've got to be pretty mad to do something like that. No more Benny is going to come from Eric Cantor to that district. All of that has been cut off.
Looking at his executive order, looking at his announcements, it's like Obamacare. It just says advisory, and then we'll just tell agencies what to do, a blank check. People say, oh, well, that's not that bad, but look at what he's done, advisory, telling the Border Patrol to open the border and ship people in. Look at what he's done, advisory, bringing in the refugees and keeping it secret. I mean, this is advisory dictatorship. Talk about the raft of gun grabbing, what we can do to block it, sir, what you're doing on Capitol Hill.
Well, his executive order, I guess it's an executive order, action, whatever, is to expand the background check. Now, the background check has never been about fighting crime. In the last year of record, there were some 11 million background checks conducted. 14 prosecutions resulted. They're not after prosecutions because that's kind of a nothing burger type of offense.
Registering.
They are registering. Hey, if they're not supposed to listen in when Aunt Mary calls Cousin Susie, and yet the NSA gets it all, I think something even more worrisome to them, namely our guns, is going to really tempt them to break the law. They're not allowed to keep the background check info for over 24 hours. Anybody that believes that, I'm sorry, I'm not sure what I can say. But they've obviously shown they can't be trusted. The IRS abusing its powers, Lois Lerner and her jihad against conservatives and others that just weren't a part of the regime-friendly group that they wanted to work with. Anybody else was getting savaged. That's the kind of Chicago thuggery that we've been experiencing. And now we've got 11 more months, and unless we can light enough fires under the Republican Party, they're not going to do a thing. They're going to sit there and watch.
That was my next question. Where is the Speaker of the House going crazy for impeachment hearings or at least passing bills to block this? They could gain so many points just as politicians, much less statesmen. Why won't they stand up?
Well, they give some good speeches about what he's doing is so wrong. Isn't that good enough? No, we don't think so at Gun Owners. But they seem to think we're going to say, oh, gee, thanks a lot. That was really a great speech. I guess everything will be okay. No, it really won't. And we need to be looking for the opponents to these guys. A guy by the name of Castleman's running against Senator Bozeman, I just learned, in Arkansas. That would be an upgrade. Bozeman was a pretty good guy when he first came to Congress. He's so comfortable now as part of the establishment. These are the kind of people that need to go if we're ever going to make any headway in Washington, because most of the Republicans have lied to us. They said they were going to get rid of Obamacare, and they have it within their hands, the power to do it. Of course, Obama might shut down some of the government functions, and they say, oh, we can't do that. That would be an electoral disaster.
But Obamacare is shutting the country down, as you know. It's bankrupting us.
And it's all predicated on a false premise, because these guys should know better than the rest of us. Wait a minute. The last time Obama partially shut down the government, and I refuse to say shut it all down, that's just not true, but the last time there was a partial shutdown, the result was six new Republican senators were elected. Net new Republican senators. What kind of wipeout is that? Man, if the Democrats have any more victories like that, they won't even be a party.
Well, Gallup, as you know, I'll tell us when we come back, and then talk about other strategies, what listeners can do to help defend the Second Amendment, because this is obviously the big assault. Gallup's come out and said the lowest level of people ever identify as Democrats. Trump's got a 20% victory with Hillary, with 20% of her people coming over to him in polls. I want to ask you what you think of Trump. Larry Pratt, gunowners.org. Folks, you can go there and sign up for the free alert or become a member. And by the way, you're insane if you're not a member of Gun Owners of America. I mean, if you're not a member, you're not defending the Second Amendment, you're basically a redcoat, my dude.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com for 10%. Off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-328-9953. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-328-9953. 800-328-9953. That's 800-328-9953.
Mark Kelly, the astronaut husband of Gabby Giffords, the congresswoman, said, you know, we've all heard these conspiracy theories about, I've got the clip, we can play it, about registration, confiscation, then comes tyranny, and then Obama's like, oh, oh, ridiculous, oh, oh. Next, they'll say Obamacare isn't free. I mean, they have no credibility, and the more they give speeches, the more unpopular they get. Then we have the Austin Mayor Pro Tem saying, we're going to confiscate once we register. I mean, that's their admitted goal. So they have a problem because their own publications like Newsweek and CNN say, yes, we want to ban guns, period. But then they get up and say, we don't want your guns. Is that part of their problem, is that with one hand they tell the truth, the other hand they lie?
They're assuming, perhaps, that the Democrat media, the old line media, the major networks that used to be the major networks, can somehow protect them from what you're pointing to. The fact of the matter is, we don't trust them anymore. And when Obama says, oh, I'm not going to take your guns, well, it tells me I better go buy another safe. It tells me that that's what he has in mind. He said you can keep your doctor. Right. How'd that work out? Keep your plan. Yeah, that too. Right. That was a good one. And now he's saying he doesn't have any idea about taking our guns. Listen, when he even refers to the Australian model, and Hillary Clinton did as well.
That's incredible. That's registration, confiscation, buyback.
Right there, a forced buyback. You must sell to the government. We are confiscating all your semi-automatic firearms, period, paragraph. Next, and that's supposed to be acceptable in the United States. I think if they want to get it on, if they want to see, you know, Connecticut should have told them something. If in Connecticut, a liberal state, people said, I'm not re-registering my guns. You already have it once. I'm not going to do it again. And they did it publicly. And something like, what, we figure 95% maybe, never registered. In Washington State, it was something similar to Obama's executive order. All private sales must be registered and so forth.
So the good news, the public's waking up. The liberal media keeps acting like we're kooks and no one's listening to us. But that's the emperor's new clothes. Really, yeah. They're being caught with their pants down.
Yep.
But they're not going to stop. They never do, in my view. Correct me if I'm wrong. How are they going to keep coming at us? How do we block this? I know you say get folks elected, put for impeachment, hearings, whatever. And then what do you think about Donald Trump? Who do you think is the best candidate right now in the lead?
Well, the more they push for gun control, the more they are going to stir up. I know members of Gun Owners of America are just absolutely beside themselves with concern. That's why they should be. And a lot of other Americans are equally concerned. And so the more Obama prances around saying, no, you guys are just silly, you know, we're not thinking of anything like that, nobody believes them anymore at all. And that's why, even though we've endorsed Ted Cruz, I will say the reason Donald Trump is doing as well as he is because he's very effectively tapping into that, I'm finished with you guys. I don't believe a word you're saying. And I want to push back. And Donald Trump has made himself available as a tool for pushing back. And
I think because you're, you know, a one issue, I mean, you obviously defend the whole Bill of Rights, but a gun rights organization, Cruz would be the best. He does have the best voting record, no compromise. Trump has done some questionable things, said some bad things in the past. I hope we can trust him. I think he's better than Hillary, but I agree. I like Ted Cruz. In fact, I'd like to see if Ted Cruz doesn't get the nomination, I'd like to see him as vice president.
That's at least a possibility, even though we fairly close to him. Our chairman is up in New Hampshire right now campaigning with him. Bless his heart, he must be frozen stiff. I just don't know what all is going to happen that far down the road, but it does look as if Cruz has a very decent chance of pulling off a victory in Iowa. That alone could influence how people vote in New Hampshire. Right now, Cruz is probably somewhere given on the poll, second, third, fourth. That could all change.
He's number
might
two,
shoot
yeah.
up to the top. Yeah, that could well be a game changer.
Sure. I mean, Cruz is a clear second now to Trump. And I got to say, I love this because I'll be happy either one.
Exactly.
But, I mean, Cruz is more of a constitutionalist. He is politically smarter than Trump. Trump is better, I think, in business ways. But, I mean, either way, it's better than Hillary.
Oh, by a long shot. Yeah, you're right about Cruz. He's smarter than all of us and probably all of our listeners combined. The guy is unbelievably smart. He's going to run circles around whoever the Democrats have as a nominee. May not be Hillary unless they can run somebody from jail.
All right, gunowners.org. Give us that number, too, sir, if folks want to call and join.
888-88-6-GUNS. 888 888- 866-GUNS.
Larry Pratt, what a hero. George Washington in our lifetime. Thank you, sir.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing the inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Wave, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Question they don't want you to ask. He has the answer they don't want you to hear. He is Alex Jones.
Well, you can tell I'm not writing these new liners. They're very nice, but it's like, he's an egomaniac and has all the answers, Alex Jones. But I guess it's a good liner. There's a lot of questions they don't want you to ask, and Alex Jones is asking those exact same questions and doing the best job he can with his team of investigative journalists and top experts from around the world to find out exactly what's happening and how to respond to the criminal activity. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Now, we want to get government under our thumb. That crank it up. Thank you. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. Thomas Jefferson. They need to be under our thumb. The way she walks, the way she talks to me.
So down to me, the change that comes
under my thumb. And that's where it needs to be, not under the foreign Chinese or other governments running our whole country, running into the ground. Okay, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm not looking at camera four or camera one. They've changed the cameras around. They look better. I'm just getting my bearings and getting used to it here. David Knight is hosting the fourth hour today. Progressive and other insurers push surveillance chips to monitor drivers. Is this in the future you want? Meanwhile, robot cars, driverless, and suicide bombers. Pentagon brags about total surveillance of all humanity, civilian and contractor personnel, lumping whistleblowers like Thomas Drake in with violent terrorists. Gitmo prisoner released after 14 years of torture, no charges ever brought. People say, well, good, get tough on the terrorists. They take the real terrorists, train them there, then release them to go command ISIS, and then folks that are innocent get tortured for no reason. It's just a big exercise in breaking the law. How about our government doesn't fund ISIS and Al-Qaeda for 30 years? How about we stop funding radical Islam? How about we stop shipping them in here? That's a good start. There's a lot of right-wingers are like, I like Gitmo. Obama better not shut it down. What are you going to do? A third of them we release, go back and kill again because they're being released on purpose. Because when they go attack again, then they've got the terror attacks they need to take our freedoms. You're like, well, then should you keep them or let them go? Or you shouldn't have financed them to begin with. And they should let the police profile these groups. They block Interpol and the FBI from tracking these groups. Congress has reported. It's come out. It came out with the San Bernardino situation. Speaking of that, let me get to a clip of Gabrielle Giffords' husband, Mr. Kelly, at the CNN thing Friday. And they're there blabbering and talking about conspiracy theories that confiscation, the registration, confiscation, tyranny. And then I want to play for you Mayor Pro Tem, who heads up the Safe Cities Initiative that ties into the Strong Cities Initiative of the UN. He heads it up for the mayor of Austin. This is him 2 years ago. They were trying to pass gun registration, banning gun shows, and banning private transfer of firearms, even to family, and a bunch of other crud, magazine restrictions. There was a whole bunch of stuff at the state level. And he gets up to a guy with a sign saying, no gun ban, with a stop sign. A sign looks like a stop sign for radio listeners. Obviously, TV viewers will be able to see it. And Martinez says, let me just say something to this fellow out here in the crowd with that sign. Not yet, but after we do this, we're going to do what's on your sign. Nationwide gun confiscation is the goal of Mayors Against Illegal Guns. And then they changed the name of it to the Safe Cities. And there, as Democratic official admits, plan to confiscate guns. And then they actually had the police chief here. I had him on about other issues, and he's a nice guy. I like him. I mean, he has, I think, made the police department better in many ways. I mean, done some bad stuff, too. But the point is, he's like, Mike Martinez didn't really mean that. There was a guy was cussing in the crowd. We went back to the video. It was their people attacking and cussing, and he acted like Martinez was responding to that and not saying it. I mean, come on, Aceveda. I'm not stupid. Don't talk to me like I'm a five-year-old. I mean, don't try Jedi mind tricks on me telling me it's not the droids we're looking for. It's the same stuff Obama does. And I don't mean to go off on some jag against Aceveda. I'd love to get him in studio again. In fact, I think we just asked him last week. We'll see if he'll come in. But he's a busy guy. But, I mean, his dad was in the Cuban resistance, the CIA, the whole nine yards. I've met his dad on St. Patrick's Day. I was down at the whole police area downtown where they put up these big tents and stuff. As they, you know, got a lot of cool food and stuff over there. And I was over there talking to cops, and there he was with his dad. I was out with friends and saw the event, went over there. And of course, I know about his dad. I've read some stuff about him. And he just couldn't believe it. It's like people don't know who, like, somebody like Chuck Yeager is, who's real famous but old. And certainly just some guy, you know, mentioned in a few books in the Cuban resistance. Nobody would know it, but I knew it. He was so blown away. And I was just like, are you proud of your son coming after, you know, the Fourth Amendment and stuff? It's just, and the point is, Aceveda is always like, don't call me a communist. I hate communists and I don't want tyranny. Okay, well, then don't go along with Obama's agenda. Don't be advised by the Southern Poverty Law Center. I mean, at a certain point, you got to decide which side you're on. I get you want to be on both sides and be Mr. Friendly and all. And I'm just picking Acevedo out, Art Acevedo, as an example of police everywhere. I mean, this country is being screwed over right now. Real tyranny's coming in. We need more than lip service. But anyways, I just see Mike Martinez and the attempts that he's engaged in to take our guns. And it's just why. I don't want to dislike him. I don't want to hate him. It's like the last mayor we had, Lee Leffingwell, would get up and flip people off. We have it on video. A nice old man, former airline pilot. We have doctors up there, medical doctors about fluoride with Harvard studies about brain damage, and he just starts scratching his head with his middle finger, clearly flipping everyone off, laughing at everyone. Excuse me, I got to get up and go during this. Just so rude, so hateful. Being perched on by people like this. Anyways, let's go ahead and go to the clip. Here it is.
Often what you hear in the debate of expanding background checks to more gun sales, and as you know, Gabby and I are 100% behind the concept of somebody getting a background check before buying a gun. But when we testified in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, we heard not only from the gun lobby, but from United States senators that expanding background checks will, not may, will lead to a registry, which will lead to confiscation.
Always does.
Which will lead to a tyrannical government. So I would like you to explain, with 350 million guns in 65 million places, households, from Key West to Alaska, 350 million objects.
They plan a persecution of gun owners
places,
and incarcerate us over a long period of time
to confiscate those objects. How would they do that?
It's their way to persecute.
What I think Mark is alluding to is what I said earlier, this notion of a conspiracy out there, and it gets wrapped up in concerns about the federal government. Now, there's a long history of that. That's in our DNA. The United States was born suspicious of some distant authority.
Suspicious of a distant authority, like the world government being set up for the TPP that's beyond King George III. At least we knew who he was and could read his proclamations. TPP's was secret while they were getting it rammed through. These outrages are happening. Now, here's Martinez pointing at the sign that says no gun ban, saying, sir, your sign right there, we're going to make that a reality.
Austin City Council member Mike Martinez.
Thank you so much. I've got a proclamation on behalf of the Mayor and City Council that we want to present, but I want to say a couple of words, and I'll be brief. First of all, to the gentleman who's dying for attention, someone needs to inform him that there is no gun ban currently, but because of the work that we're doing here today, we will make your sign legitimate shortly.
So, so we will make that a reality. So again, I got so many clips I haven't even gotten to. I don't play something from last week for lack of clips. It's just really important to remember the main mission. And time and time again, when we would get up there, the Austin mayor, we just showed footage of it, would flip us off. We're polite. We're nice. We fly in like top toxicologists, university top, you know, department heads. And it's just all big and funny. What a hateful, un-American PUD. I mean, you know, at a certain point, it's just, they hate us. And they love to just sneak around and, the registration, we're going to make that sound reality, but not yet. Just gloating how they're coming for us. And you know, secret recordings of Obama. Don't worry, I'll beat these bitter clingers. Now let's go to this next clip. Integrated Muslim migrants, Germans are disgusting. They should all disappear. Then I'm going to go to the Marine Corps general about how women in frontline combat is just ruining things. Really? Folks, I might be able when I was 20 or something because I can run 6-7 miles and lift weights and stuff, but still, I mean, I went on hikes for 10 miles with a backpack, felt like I was going to die. I could have passed the Marine Corps Army boot camp, but I wasn't in that good of shape. Most men I know couldn't do it, and most women I know couldn't do it, so they are reducing the pack sizes, like we knew. They are going to, you just had to do two pull-ups, not 20 now. The standard's the standard. I mean, what are they going to say, women in the NFL? And so now they're going to put, you know, braces on the men so they can't run too fast? I mean, it's out of a science fiction book, but it's happening. Oh, some people don't have moms and dads, so you can't use that word now. They're telling five-year-olds that? You want to screw them up? You want to create gender confusion? Who would let people mentally abuse their children like this? I'm sorry. But here it is. Integrated Muslim migrants. These are the sweet ones, the liberal ones. Germans are disgusting. They should all just disappear, close quote. Shock video, Infowars.com, highlights attitudes of migrants towards host population. Video shot in a German school shows integrated migrants, Muslims, speaking about how they find Germans disgusting and the country would be better off if they all disappeared. Boy, the clip shows a woman speaking to migrant teenagers in a school. Let's go ahead and play this clip. It's up on Infowars.com.
Habt ihr denn schon mal was von dem Wort Integration gehört?
Have you ever heard of the word integration?
Bedeutet Integration.
Yeah, what does integration mean? It means you exclude others, right? No, that's precisely what it is. Who of you has German friends? German friends? You, not me. Not a single one. You don't have German friends? Let's be honest. Do you have German friends? No. Well, wait. Don't lie. Sure.
Warum hast du keine?
You have German friends? No. Why don't you have German friends? Because they don't belong to us. I cannot be like them. It's like this. If you hang out with Germans, they do different things than you. For example, eating pork. I'm disgusted by them, to be honest. If I see this, I'm absolutely disgusted. Look at all the migrants stay in Germany. And all the Germans would disappear for just a single day. Nobody would notice. Really, I noticed you not having to wear a headdress, a beekeeper suit. I noticed you getting to wear earrings. And that's the thing. They're not, on average, taking the freedom and enjoying it. They're getting upset by it, but merging with, like, gangster rap and communism. I mean, it's, ugh. And that's what I see now in Austin, downtown Austin now. 2 years ago, it didn't look like this. I mean, a lot of days it looks like in areas, I mean, that you are in a third world Middle Eastern country. I mean, you'll be driving, it's just like Muslim dress, Muslim dress, Muslim dress, Muslim dress, Muslim women everywhere with babies. And all the trendy, you know, white, black, Hispanic women out there, you know, they're not having kids. And it's just like, okay, if the Muslims wanted to integrate and whatever, it wouldn't be an issue. But it's like the anger, the upsetness. And I'd be downtown now, and there's, you know, Saudi Arabians and folks walking around. And when you're walking, even if you try to get out of their way, they know people don't like them. They know they're from another culture. And they're looking at you like they want to kill you. It's like I'm in a Bugs Bunny cartoon or something. And then they go, Hassan Chop. You know, how did I get to this point? And suddenly Fox, CNN, MSNBC, there's women in hijabs all over TV, you know, as the pundits talking about the racist whites. Like, let's go to that. I never played these clips, but to play this at the first of the show. This is Hillary. Clip after clip. This is her at a Fusion forum, poses questions to Hillary on white terrorism, white privilege, and reparations. And then there's another clip, Travis Smiley on Obama's legacy for black America. And there's another one, students taught most U.S. territories terrorists are conservative white men. That's at the College Fix with Dr. Rosa Avila, the University of California. I mean, it's just every day. That's the new thing. Whites are terrorists. Whites are bad. Whites are evil. Whites are the source of all problems. I mean, this is like Hitler against the Jews, but the opposite. And it's being taught all over the world, folks. It's so whacked out. It's all over MSNBC, all over CNN. I play the clips almost every day. These are evil people, folks. Anderson Cooper. Let's go ahead and play the Hillary clip.
All of the Democratic presidential candidates have said that Black Lives Matter, even if they didn't at first. But how will your administration specifically prove that?
The danger of ISIS is clearly a major threat to American safety. But personally, I know many minorities who are much more concerned with racist attacks at the local level than radical Islamists.
Almost unheard of.
question to put it plainly, since often issues of race are tiptoed. Do you believe that white terrorism and extremism is as much a threat to some in this country as something like ISIS?
As Alicia mentioned, my name is Talia Anghetto, and I'm a junior here at Drake University, and my question is for you, and it is the following. White privilege is a term that more people are talking openly about these days. Certainly, people like me have long understood what it means. Secretary Clinton, can you tell us what the term white privilege means to you, and can you give me an example from your life or career when you think you have benefited from it?
Do you think 2016 is the year, kind of on the federal level, we should start studying reparations?
That's all that's talked about these colleges. That's all that's talked about the public schools pretty much now, other than entertainment. I mean, totally dumbed down people, unaware of what's going on in the real world. Where every movie you go see, the Native Americans are perfect angels and the settlers are the devil. That's just not how it was. Settlers showed up and Native tribes came to them and said, you will help us kill the other tribe or we're going to kill you. And that's because they were just like we were. They just were in a more barbaric state than Europe had been from 1,000+ years of war. It had stabilized. Humans are just humans. And it's just the craziest, craziest thing. The chip on the shoulder, kids from these college, these young adults who have been cheated. There's not going to be jobs. There's not going to be a future under globalism. There's an engineered global depression. And just all they can think about is all this newspeak and political correctness. They are handicapped. They are mentally ill. They are screwballs. They are chip on the shoulder, ruined people.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This announcement is for every man tired of waking up multiple times a night to use the bathroom. By calling now, preferred customers can get a free bottle of GoFlow Prostate with ingredients shown to help reduce those annoying nighttime bathroom visits. The GoFlow Prostate Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the GoFlow Free Bottle Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. GoFlow Prostate was formulated by Dr. Mitchell Fleischer with ingredients clinically studied to support an aging prostate. GoFlow helps to increase flow when you go and helps to stop it when you sleep. We challenge you to try your first bottle of GoFlow absolutely free and guarantee you'll be amazed by the results. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-675-1804. That's 1-800-675-1804. This is a limited time offer. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-675-1804. That's 1-800-675-1804.
We'll be right back.
InfoWars.com. There's a big boil-down article by Kit Daniels that's red link that is so important. We've got the Bank of Scotland, other major banks coming out with their directors and heads saying, this is Great Depression level. These are quotes, so this is imminent. Get your money out. Get out of investments right now. That's what a lot of experts that have been accurate in the past, like Mr. Dent last week, are saying. I mean, this is serious. Very serious situation. And you can also read the articles at Drudge Report. OPEC panicking. Time to stash cash. At CNBC, $1 trillion erased from stocks. Royal Bank of Scotland cries, sell everything. I mean, this is just crazy. Biden is now creeping back, hinting at running. Move On, again, has endorsed Bernie Sanders. I mean, George Soros. Unprecedented. Hillary may be falling. I don't want to count her out because she's got nine lives or nine heads or whatever, nine-headed Gorgon, Medusa, but I don't know. She's in big trouble. Illegal immigration by whole family surges 40% in the last year. That's because they let the new anchor kids that come in now bring their families. And I'm not against these individuals, but their weapons. James O'Keefe strikes again. Common Core sting captures executive saying program is schemed to sell more books. By the way, O'Keefe said it was breaking in January and he'd come on. Let's get him on about that. I'm sure we're already doing it. By the way, I said I'd do this, so I'll do it now. I want to do a review of the new movie, The Revenant, a person who has returned, especially supposedly from the dead, like Lazarus. I'm a big Leonardo DiCaprio fan. I think he's a great actor. That said, I don't agree with some of his politics, obviously. And I'm not a huge Hardy fan. Some of his roles are good, like Charles Bronson, but he did a great job in this one. They really pulled it off. Bravo to the director. But it was depressing. I mean, I was riveted, but I was ready to get out of there after 2.5 hours. It's like 2 hours, 40 minutes long. I would not say the bear rapes him, but it's fair that people would think that because a lot of the bears will actually roll on you, crush you, try to make you move before they bite you. It's a real bear they use in it that's been trained. And then also, it's like some animatronics or something. Very accurate bear attack. I'm not going to give any more away from it. I mean, Legends of the Fall, where a baby kills a bear. Brad Pitt is the stupidest moment in cinematic history because it's not a Fantasyland movie, you know, where stuff's supposed to be upside down and pigs fly. Really over the top movie. Absolutely over the top. And it just shows the animalistic murder on all sides. It doesn't say that the natives are perfect or the French are perfect or the British or the Americans are perfect. It's a snapshot. I'm telling you, the big movie that needs to be made in Hollywood, folks, the big movie is one in Andrew Jackson's time. People say, he was racist. He tried to exterminate Western Indians because everybody he knew had been killed. I mean, he tried to exterminate the British, too, because they killed his mother and brother. I mean, he was a killer, but he was not a bad guy. You have to know the time they were in, folks, when they would have Indians come down out of the north, natives, and kill 100,000 people in a month. I mean, whole cities burning. They never make movies about it. This movie doesn't really get into that, but it's an earlier time frame. I'd say probably the 1830s or so. All right, I'm out of time for this hour. I'm going to do 5 more minutes, cover some other news, then go to David Knight. I did not plug again this hour. I need to. We have the new shower filter in at the lowest price, the ProPure. Shower filter, 4-stage, fast acting, fast flow, and cuts out almost everything or reduces it to near non-detectable levels. This is a true game changer. So much of what you absorb is the skin and breathing it. InfoWarsStore.com. Make your order today. Stop smelling and drinking the fluoride, breathing it, the glyphosate, and support the broadcast. And we've got big discounts, half off Silver Bullet X2. Silver Bullet when you get a bottle of X2. InfoWarsLife.com. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.